Pat?
I'm from the prison show, as you can tell by our shirt. First, I want to compliment you. You have more control of the board tonight than last week. These side conversations are very distracting. The getting up and moving around and doing things that should have been done before the meeting starts is very distracting, and it wastes a lot of time. That's the only thing I have to say. I don't have anything to say about the particular agenda. Where can I get a hard copy of the bylaws?
The best place to find them would be pacifica.org.
Is that going to give me a hard copy?
No. You have to bring it down. Now, I do believe the station, back there, the member of the staff there, I believe she would print you one if you were to ask her to do so.
Okay, as long as
Dwayne
will let me use the
copier. And on the agenda, is it in the bylaws that the agenda should be posted at the station for public view?
No.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, directing that. Generally, we don't ask the questions but I believe that's fair, and it needs to be answered since it hasn't been answered publicly or privately. There is no bylaw that requires it be posted. However, CPB rules, which is what we're under most of the time, and why we can't get the money now because we don't do. Everybody can cite examples of who don't do what. So collectively, we don't do a lot of what we're supposed to do. But it is to be posted on any available electronic medium, which is our website. The general manager, under the last 6 years I've been on, 5 years I've been on this board, the first three or four, we, the chair, whomever, secretary, sent it to the manager of the PD. It was posted on the kpft.org website.
Okay.
The general manager decided to stop that a couple of years ago and said, send it to KPTX, whatever, somebody never knows. So that's a management decision in light of the fact this board instructed the manager to go back to the old policy. But because of the structure of KPFT and the governance of Pacifica, we can't get it done. So it should be on the website, according to CPB and other suggestions, but it's not. Go right here,
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, I think that we have, this is public comment, we can address that later on to a debate.
Well, I haven't been successful at addressing it for 2 years, so that's why I did. You have a comment that
I
allow?
I have a comment about that. Yes.
Frustrated about it.
We're supposed to be just listening to that.
Yeah, we're not supposed to be talking.
Well, I had a
problem. I appreciate the answer and thank you. I know we're
sometimes I deviate. You see, they spank me about it, but hey, that's
next time
executive.
The problem is, though, I have a comment about that. The problem is asking different people. There's 15, 16 people. I get 16 different answers. I want the answer from the proverbial horse's mouth. And my last comment is about Bob Carter. I was very good friends with Bob Carter. He not only did the Palestinian committee at 85 years of age, he stood out on the bridge with us in the summer heat, and we are clamoring over the signs that he made. He did the death penalty too, and he did executions, which y'all are all welcome to go up to Huntsville with us, and he did Austin with us. The one adjective I can describe him with is integrity.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big eye.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I guess there's a point of personal privilege. I just, I guess I take issue with you essentially trying to blame the GM for not posting the agendas, because he does have on the KPFT website a link to whatever is posted on KPFTX. The point was, why post this stuff in two places? It's just extra work. KPFTX calendar is the place where all the Pacifica meetings are posted, all the agendas, all the minutes are supposed to be posted there, and it's easy to do. And I did post it this afternoon after I got the on the KPFTX calendar. I know. Well, we only got it this morning.
The fact is, I stated that for the last several years, the policy of the station was that it was placed on kpft.org.
I know it used
that
to be.
That was changed, it's not blaming the manager. The fact that the manager stopped doing it.
All right, I'm just want to clarify.
Y'all are using the
next person.
Mr. Chair.
Next person.
Mr. Chair.
Or is it that place?
Ask
Well, do I have to have the same public?
Well, you just indicated we ought not be responding.
They are not responding.
I've got to clarify something.
Go ahead.
Saying that
it's
wrong.
It's not too late to shut the barn door.
First of all, the bylaws, or Robert Rule of Order, they don't say that we should put the agenda previously. I agree that we should, but it's not any obligation. But it's worse than that. In KPFTX.org, it's a bunch of information for people that doesn't know how it goes. Some of us can go there and post in the Pacifica calendar that, like Bill said, is KPFTX.org. I have a link that one that you post there automatically go to the station. But, here is the fact. We have, like this time, when I was trying to post, the person that posts the meeting is the one that posts the changes. For example, the agenda, when the agenda is done. Well, I couldn't do it because somebody else went there and override me. Some people that have those privileges, not all of us, we don't know how it's being managed. He tried to do it, he couldn't do it, even when his name was there, not mine. It's a bunch of things that need to be changed. That's what I'm trying to say.
My apologies to the chair for my earlier outburst when several people were talking once. I know I was out of order, but it is not an unusual occurrence when a member has a legal ask for other people to talk. I mentioned this several times previously. Also, I've asked several times previously the members of the board speak up so we can hear, especially over the other people that are talking that should not be talking. And Rhonda, I think if you want a question, you had on the print
yet. Huh?
I think you have a question, you had a question, you had on the print yet.
Okay.
About something, I'll give it again. Once again, I request the board members speak up when they have the floor. If you do not have the floor, shut the expletive deleted up. Thank you.
Very well spoken.
Greg?
Well, first, thanks for... I love that y'all have a public forum because it's very much appreciated. I'm relatively new to KPFT. I've been a host for almost a year now, volunteer for a few months before that, and I've been doing a lot of pitching, and I really have enjoyed everyone I've met there. And I feel like I might bring a unique perspective because I've been on the board of directors of Writers in the Schools for 5 years, mm-hmm. and that's a Montrose-based $1.3 million budget organization. And I just see a lot of similarities. And we came to a budgetary impasse a few years ago, and we realized we couldn't staff cut our way out of it anymore, that the only way we could improve the situation was by raising more money. And we appointed a special committee to do that. Was their only goal was to raise more money. And from what I've seen at KPFT, and I don't know who's friends with who, what the sections are, and I don't even want to know any of that. But what I do know is the people that I have seen day in and day out are working like dogs. And people, and I mean all people, I mean the board, I mean the programmers, people care passionately about putting on a good program, but there also comes a point when you can only put so much work on people and only pay them so little money that, you know, it's something we say to people, you know, with alcohol issues. It's like even the people who love you get tired. And I feel like that's where we are at KPFT right now, is we're demanding that more and more and more be done with the station with fewer and fewer and fewer resources. And there's going to come a point when the only thing left is to sell the land, sell the building, and be done with it, or raise more money. And I know there are lots of us that are desperately eager to go out and seek out large contributors, as we've done with other organizations that I think we've all been. But there are people who can write $10,000, $50,000, $100,000 checks if they're approached, if they're asked. But I feel if we keep cutting, if we keep cutting pay, if we keep cutting staff, there won't be anything left for people to support. You've got to make people believe that their money is going to a good purpose and not to a sinking ship. And I just feel like we're on this precipice right now where we can go one way or the other. And you know, no decisions are going to be made here, but I would just beg the board to consider doing what we need to do to raise more money, and it won't be through another pledge drive. You know, we have tapped that market out. Mm-hmm. But there are so many events, so many ways that, you know, and again, I think a lot of us have done that on boards. We're like, okay, we got to have $500,000, you know, base that we don't touch, you know, that we can build on. And I think people are hungry for that in Houston. We've been here 46 years because we've done a good job for the city. And I think so many people know that, but they haven't been asked, is my impression.
Great.
Yes,
there.
Thank you.
Very quick remodel?
Yes.
Can I hang Tom Page on the
Brim Hill? I'd be glad.
Friday night?
I think I fit it in his
cabinet. I worked for Sister Helen Prejean for 3 years.
Oh, I'm going to limit this to one question, and I think the finance members of our finance committee can appreciate this question. The nonprofit you referred to that you work with,
yes.
Montrose Writers in Schools.
Yes.
What is the percentage of their budget dedicated to pay and benefits of just employment costs?
The vast majority goes to pay. We've got
a percentage.
Okay, I'm just doing the math real quick in my head. I would say about 75% goes to staff and benefits. Actually, maybe even more than that. The vast majority of our funds goes to paying our staff. And our staff is well paid, but the nice thing about that is anytime a position opens, we are flooded with resumes. And we're a great place to work. And we've done a really good job of building a diverse staff between male, female, ethnicity. And it hasn't really been something we've had to do in a heavy-handed manner.
What is your product?
What we do is we put professional writers in classrooms. And we service about 35,000 kids a year. We put them in classrooms, hospitals, homeless shelters, juvenile facilities.
So your product is talent that you pay to go out into these facilities. So your cost of paying is talent, whether teachers or whatever.
Bachelor's degrees,
correct. That's where your cost is.
It is, but also our full-time staff. We have 8 to 10 full-time staff members. And
you manage them.
The
resources. Yes. I got you. It gives us a great contrast in what we do. Our product is content, obviously.
Right.
Our cost. I think. Go ahead.
But I'd also say, you know, one tool that KPFT has that we don't have with WITS, yes, you know, we both share a long history in the community and tentacles spread out through the community. The KPFT, we have a microphone, and that's something a lot of people want. And with writers in the schools, it's a little bit tougher sale because nobody really gets anything for giving anything to us, you know, which is fine. But, you know, we were still able to find it by selling the mission. You know, that's what right. We sell is the mission. And I think the mission of KPFT, we have proven ourselves for 46 years. I just want to be sure we're here another 46 years.
Very good. You won't be free?
I'm sorry? That's all I have to say.
The gentleman next to
you. Thank you. Will you permit me to?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm Nikki Konomitis, and I want to echo a little bit about what Greg said. First of all, congratulations, because I assume you all saw the Houston Press radio station of the year. It's a hell of an accomplishment.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Well, just thought I'd mention, because I want to start by saying that something good is going on, and you got that for a reason. On the other hand, I've got a little thing that I like to think of as the spiral of death. And I think you know what spiral of death is because I think you've seen it in businesses. When they start cutting back on maintenance, they start cutting back on the investment in the business. And as they do, the customers start going away, and then they cut back a little bit more, and they just spiral down until the business is dead. And I'm afraid, I don't want to label any accusations, but I'm afraid I'm seeing some of that in KPFT. I'm seeing some finger pointing between people trying to assess the blame. I'm seeing some conflict between the music programmers and other programmers about who raises the most money. These things worry me. As somebody who contributes to the station, and someone that you're asking to contribute to the station right now, I'm a little hesitant, to be honest with you, to contribute more to the station, because I don't want to see my money go to waste. If you want my money, and I want to give you my money because I love what the station does, I just want to urge the board to invest in the business and find some ways to find some money, find some creative ways to raise some money, find a plan to grow the business and to work together, because I know everybody loves the station and everybody's got some different ideas on what's right, but there are compromises, there are ways to work together. Invest in the business. I'll invest in you as a listener. Happy to do that. And this thing can grow and prosper. And that's what I want to share with you. I think it's important.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
I wasn't going to say anything. I've been spending a lot of time listening over the last few months as I decided to say yes to being asked to be on the board. I, too, have been on a lot of boards, major boards, an international board in San Francisco called United Religions Initiative, the Decade of Nonviolence, where I was a founding member of it. KPFT should know what the Decade of Nonviolence is, just in case somebody doesn't raise their hand, and I'll give a few seconds to it. And the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, the leader of the ELCA. I've been on major boards. And I think that one of the biggest problems is that the board members must support the mission. And I believe that the mission of KPFT includes in it that it represents voices to communities. And that is not the case lately that I'm seeing. And it's not about programming versus programming, but it's about board members with their opinions, which they are entitled to and are part of the fabric of bringing together people who can represent the communities that buy into, like this man said, KPFT. And when I look and see that almost 2,000 people in membership are no longer members, including at one point me, I wasn't going to be a member ever again, I realize that we aren't addressing what I consider the community and community radio. They're not all white, they're not all black, they're not all straight, they're not all anything. And we have lost a great percentage of members because of the board and the inability for the board to work together. I've made some difficult decisions as a board member, and they haven't always been to my liking, but I'm not planning to overthrow other individuals who are not to my liking. And that is a clear evaluation that I have of what has been happening. And you can counter that you're thinking about what's best for KPFT, but KPFT is made up of people, and when you don't have a space for everybody who would be willing to be part of supporting KPFT, you are going against the mission of Pacifica. I had a show, I didn't mention it while running for the board, but I had a show called The Peace Hour. And The Peace Hour was a show about telling the stories of peace in action. And around the world, one of the greatest actions that would take place, and those stories would be told of Pacifica, were in areas of conflict. We need to put everybody here on the couch. There's no ands, ifs, buts about it. Because people are taking a lot of things personally and not caring about the people that we are supposed to serve with this station. It scares me and it angers me. It was one of the reasons that I said yes to running for the board, but it ended up being one of the reasons that I wanted to say expletive exclamation point it. That it just was not worth it. I am one degree of separation from just about everybody in this room. I have my issues with certain people, but the one thing that I always did, and that was the person I had the problem with, I went to. I talked with them. I tried to work it out with them. It did not always work. It did not always work. But it was the step in the right direction, because the big I word, integrity, is all I've got going for me. Where is the community and community radio? I've seen some things that dismiss some of the communities around here. In the way we pitch. We pitch to the Woodlands. We pitch to Kingwood. I seldom hear that we've pitched to 3rd Ward, 5th Ward. And those numbers and those people in those communities have said the expletive, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. And we need them back if we're going to survive. Because if we have a Pacifica that doesn't include all of these communities, we need to close our doors. And that is the sad part for me. I would rather spend my time helping little internet stations than to continue to deal with the putrid, underhanded, backstabbing that seems to happen. And it includes the staff. And it includes those in leadership. And I say, it is time to stop it and decide, do we want this station? We got an idiot, a dangerous person running for president of the United States. Pacifica was always the station that brought us the truth. And it wasn't just one person or one group or one culture. That's why our archives are so important. We had some stand up to people blowing us up, to infiltrating us so that we are not a station for the people. So, I would just say to you, I don't know if I'll get elected. I think I'm well-liked. But I also think I'm dangerous, because I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. And we better get our act together, or there will be no Pacific.
All right.
I've never done this before, but I want to rise to a question of privilege, and I want to share one small piece of information from our standing and special rules with your permission.
All right.
Okay, according to this document that the board should have, under Article 1, Section 2, Number 3, posting of the agenda, it says the LSB chair will post the agenda with the complete text of all motions on the website no later than 7 days prior to the meeting. The LSB chair will send the complete text of all motions by email to all LSB members. Now, in order to accomplish that, there has to be the cooperation of management, since we don't have direct access to the website. I would also like to point out further that nowhere on the website does it tell the uninitiated anything about KBFTX as the place where you go to get the information about meetings.
Thank you for that record.
Yes, there is.
We're now General Manager, General Manager's report. Bill Crowe suggested that we read it, but anybody in the audience that want a copy of the Manager's report, please receive it, but I don't believe it's necessary to read it in the record. He's not here to answer any questions relative to it. So, That's 5-2.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Did you get a copy of it?
Yeah.
I didn't get a copy.
Well, we emailed it.
No, I have a. There's plenty. You can take some home.
Could I have one, Rhonda?
Yes.
Is the national, I'm assuming that the national office is also what is known as central services. If that is correct, I want to point out that in the very first paragraph of Duane's report to the board, he says,
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
A little too much commotion. Go ahead.
Against, this is about two-thirds of the way down the first paragraph. To the right, it says, against this scenario, we continue to fall further behind in our expected contributions and payments to the Pacifica National Office, which has not received funding from us since May. But in the document that he sent along with it, labeled KPFT unaudited income statement, and then at the bottom it says total expenses, under 6.0 central services, it says August actual totals, $13,469. So if we haven't paid the national office since May, and this says that we have expended $13,469, not only do I have a question with this, but I have a question of where are there other places in this document where things are not in sync.
Where are we on the agenda?
Well, submit them in writing to the GM and copy the LSB.
Can I answer that? Okay, well, the central services are two parts. Part of it goes to the national office. That's the bigger part. And the other part goes to the Pacific Radio Archives, PRA. And this is for the last fiscal year. So the year-to-date worksheet is for the entire last fiscal year because it's through August. Or, no, excuse me, 11 months of the last fiscal year. So, yeah, even though we weren't paying for part of that, then the part prior to May would be included in here, and then all of the PRA payments.
Mm-hmm.
You were wondering why there was
13,000,
whatever it was, for central services.
If someone else understood what you just said, would they please?
Well, it shows we paid $148,159 in central services.
I'm not looking at that page. I'm looking
okay.
at the
just August.
The August.
Okay.
Third column, two from the bottom.
Well, that was. I don't know. That sounds like too much for PRA for 1 month. I don't know.
I'm going to rule this out of order. Given the fact that the general manager's report is for the general manager to explain and not a PNB member. So the general manager's not here. We're moving forward. Right now, we're going to have a very brief chair's report because there's only one item we need to discuss. By mandate, we're required to do one town hall meeting. Last year, I had to put it together. I waited on committees of the organization to put one together this year, so I have to put it together again this year. On November 13th, at the CWA Hall at 3 p.m., we will invite the public, we will invite our members, we will invite our listeners, we will invite programmers, we will invite come all, come in, to speak, how the bylaws put it, your issues,
wants, needs, and concerns.
Yeah. Okay, wants, needs, and concerns. Wants, needs, and concerns, wherever that falls. But I hope that you'll bring your ideas and your energy to own those ideas, especially as it relates to fundraising, because so many folks got suggestions about fundraising. But whatever you want to say to the board, whatever you want to say to the manager, whatever you want to say to any Pacifica family member, you come, and that will be your opportunity to say. I hope there will be some volunteers or board members to help us put it on, to style the program itself. There will be breakouts on specific issues, particularly programming. Incidentally, there is no programming committee. There is no program council. Now, I can get into the why and what, but then they say I'm pointing fingers, so I won't do that. But come one, come all, at 1730 Jefferson Street at 3 p.m. That's the CWA Hall on November 13th. You should hear more about
that. What time?
3 p.m. Okay. It's going to be a hard time. 3 to 5 p.m. Get there early so we can get a lot done. Any comments, questions on that, and we can move forward. Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am.
I recommend this keep on the air live.
Wow. Great.
Like we did in the olden days before I got here.
The only person I knew used to lug that equipment around, and that was Bill.
I don't remember doing one live. I don't ever remember doing one live on the air.
Well, no, you used to stream our
meeting. In person. Yeah.
No, I used to record them, not stream them.
Okay. Go ahead.
I think that would be very important that we announce this on the air, because we don't. It's not about us. It's calling the listener, the community, invite them and tell them that it will be a forum where they can talk.
We always make PSAs. In fact, Ms. Patel and myself went into the studio and made 4 PSAs last year. Didn't get played as much as they ought to. But we'll be glad to do that again this year to get them played.
Can I get on staff also?
Okay, on the stack. Hank, you on the stack?
Well, I was just going to offer to do a PSA.
Well, we need more than one or two. Okay. Let's have several voices. I think that's what the field is.
This is right? Women voices.
Women voices, that, as if Ms. Patel wasn't a woman the last year we had a voice.
And because we don't have a program director and all that jazz, like not as much staff, you want to promote at least 2 weeks out.
Yes, ma'am. We try. We definitely try.
So be
we can get it in rotation now.
Okay.
Is that the building downtown with the big horn antennas on top?
Yeah.
Jefferson Street.
Nah, dude, I've been in that building plenty of times, but I don't remember the horns.
Yeah,
I don't remember that either.
But it's the only Union building there.
I thought about the phone company building.
I'm promoting
the very thing you say we need to promote. Let's promote it in-house before we get on our airwaves, okay? Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair, if you'll send me the particulars on it that you want on the air, I'll cut one and I'll try and get it in rotation ASAP.
Teresa, you going to cut one too?
No, I'm going personally, since you asked, I think we should do an on-air town hall meeting.
I think
completely on-air.
We have an agreement there.
Who's running your agreement?
I'll be happy to work on it, as we did last year.
Okay. All right, I hear no one.
But that's from the studio.
From the studio.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about airing this one live.
Oh, I got you. No. So set up the in-air studio. Okay? Set it up. Yes, ma'am.
You have a meeting that was asking you
for. Well, I wasn't finished with Hank yet, so let the chair be the chair.
What did Teresa say that you just agreed to? I don't know.
She's going to do an on-air only.
Well, that was decided long, long time ago.
So it's already approved. Ms. Patel?
So I, maybe as a board or yourself, can ask the news department, and also Open Journal, which I guess would be the general manager, if they could really every day up until the day, it wouldn't take more than really 30 seconds, no more than a minute for them to say something about it. And if they could do that every day, because I think those are two shows that, especially the news, I think is one show that people listen to.
Okay.
You know, almost every day does air, I guess.
We'll seek to do that.
Maybe you could even have a show before the town hall meeting, having the board members on.
I think Ted's going to address that LSD.
Yeah, that should be included in the report to the public.
Okay.
Well, I think Ted needs a woman to help us.
All men need women to help.
Lord knows.
That was out of order.
I'm sorry. We all need your help. That's all I was saying. All men need women to help.
Stand by, sir.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Could you tell everybody what is the purpose of a town hall meeting?
I stated that.
Quick, it's succinctly, real quick.
Three words. Both are three operative words. It's in the bylaws.
Wants, needs, and rumors.
Yeah. Views, needs, and concerns.
Listeners, views. Didn't even say members.
Needs and concerns.
Said listen.
Listen.
Views.
needs and concerns.
Thank you.
Okay? All right. Next up
Are you doing any printed materials? Are you all doing any printed materials?
Yes. Too.
Yes. Next up.
So did they?
Why not?
What is this for?
When you get a set.
All right. Next. LSB report.
Okay. Folks, during this election season, which is now over, we have not been privy to the airwaves of KPFT to do our monthly report to the listeners. We have done as far as under my tutelage or whatever, we've had three. And it's been pulling teeth to get people to participate in it. My thinking is that it will be on the last Friday of this month, and it would be from 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning. And I have been criticized because I've been on two of the shows, and the reason is because I love to be on the radio, and also because... because people have not stepped up. We need four people who have not done it so far. It would mean you need to be at the station about a half hour before, and the show would go till 10 o'clock.
It goes pretty well, too.
What day again?
I'm thinking the last Friday of this month, which would be in about 2.5 weeks. Yeah.
October 28th, sir.
Thank you.
So, all non-white and non-male persons.
All right.
Well, I'm all for that. Don't hesitate right now, would you? Who's willing to step up and do this? Okay, Deb Shafto. Have you been on this show at all yet? Once. Okay, Deb. Okay, Adriana. Okay, that's two. I need probably two more. George.
Okay. What time is the toilet? You can ask.
9 to 10 a.m. on a Friday.
No.
I'll do it.
Dwayne.
Dwayne's already done one.
Do you want to?
Well, first off, let the record reflect that Nancy is incorrect. I haven't done a show in 2 years.
I don't know about getting the record, but in any case. Anybody else? I've got Deb, Adriana, and Dwayne.
What is that date?
The 28th of October.
Susie, have you ever done one?
I volunteered to call in and they didn't, because I can't miss work, but I volunteered to call in and that didn't work out. What happened, Ted?
Will you call in that morning?
No, I didn't.
Will you on the 28th?
How many people do you need, Ted?
Three is fine. The studio is not that big.
You already?
I got three bags
for four, though.
Four. So, Susie will call in.
Are you going to be there?
No, I will be there, but I won't
host the show.
I don't know, but we'll work that out.
And we have the names.
Sure, Winnie.
Deb, Adriana, Dwayne, and Susie, by phone.
Didn't George
ask? He said he can.
Oh. All right, it's done. Okay?
Excuse me.
Yes.
Can we sort of ask the board to, instead of taking up a lot of time, submit by email for the next month after this?
All right, taking an advisement. Next up, I understand we're moving 8D. No, we're doing Standing Committee, Budget and Finance.
Right.
Okay. Then we're going to do MSRC.
So am I doing one first?
What? Yes, you're first.
Okay. Well, we just met yesterday. We covered the budget, and it's kind of interesting some of the comments we're getting from the listeners, because one of the things I've been asking for a long time, you know, one of the things that we're required to do as board members and oversight is have good business judgment. and I've been continuously asking for basically an idea of how many hours employee A does task A and B and C, and kind of get a breakdown of what the heck is going on around the station. So far, I've gotten a job description, and it says that everybody does this for 20 hours and nothing else. So it's kind of difficult to, you know, I cannot honestly tell you, and from anything that has been discussed in any committee meeting, I couldn't tell you what anybody at the station does. And I think that's a very frightening concept. Because how can you make a good business judgment about something you know nothing about? We have asked over and over and over again for information, and so far we have nothing. If there's somebody on the book committee who knows something, I wish they'd tell us. Anywho, we met yesterday. We have approved some numbers, mostly based on historical projections. I think Adriana can tell you the most. We met yesterday with Markeisha Van Zandt. She is the business manager for KPFT. And we're down to the point of literally taking every dime we can out of the budget to try to keep ourselves afloat. And at the end of the day, we were maybe getting close to a break-even budget. And Adriana can tell you more about that. We had tried to put in some money for getting a new phone system. We were in desperate need to get our phones. We had added some $27,000, but we realized we could not put that in the budget. We can't fix that. We can't send anyone off for training. We got to cancel magazine subscriptions, things that are normally the staff would use to keep up to date on industry issues. There's nothing we can afford, literally, at this point.
Association.
One of the points that was actually brought up in the meeting by one of the members was, and I think this is one of the telltale signs, is that we've had dwindling listenership and revenue for quite some time. The advertising budgets have been zeroed for quite some time. And we basically do nothing that actually draws in any significant new listeners. I don't know of a business in the world that can survive that way. And yet, at this point, where are we going to get the money to advertise? You know, we talk about a death spiral. It's like, well, once you're already 10 feet underwater, what do you do to get out? I don't know. So we're in a very, very tight spot. But I would like Adriana to talk about some of the details that she was familiar with in the budget.
Well, I think that it's the first time since I'm involved with KPFT that we have a really very positive meeting of the Finance Committee yesterday. Because it's the first time we were asking for that since a long time, but never happened. We have yesterday the business manager that came to our meeting, and then it's a direct talk. Because when you talk to somebody else, you ask a question, that person needs to ask, and we never... It was really, really important that we have that talk. And we know that the budget is really, like Wayne said at some point in time, is a bare bone. I mean, we know that carrying, we will not solve a bunch of issues. But we realize that there are some little niches. We need to present the budget. The idea is obviously revenue. If you don't have more revenue, the reality is in the last 10 years, we lost 44% of our listeners. It's not any business that can survive that way. The reasons we were paying, in my view, all this time, the board, according to Pacifica, we don't have the obligation to know all these little details. We hire people to do that job that are professionals. Yesterday with Markeisha, we have the option to find something that we can get without making, without going specifically to something that are impossible not to make. And it's one very good point that we made in that meeting, and I know that we have some resistance, and we are fighting for this in the national office, at the PME. It's something that is being called sidebands. Sidebands, SCA. Normally, it's the national office the one that receives, we have some stations that have people that want our programming using some of our sidebands. That's why it's being called sidebands, right?
Bandwidth, yes, from your bandwidth.
But yes. And then that produces revenue. Because those people, I mean, are non-profit, but they want to pay for that. Normally that amount of money goes, is collected at the national office. And makes sense, right? Because the national office of the foundation is the one that holds the licenses. But the problem here is that it's been, I've never been credit to the stations.
I kind of lost track, but I need an extension if we're going to go any further.
Motion to extend.
Please clarify, please.
Motion to extend 5 minutes.
Any objections? Hearing none. Go ahead.
What we are asking is, it's not fair that the stations that produce that money are not being credited that money. I mean, if KPFT is producing some of that money, it's okay that it's collected at the national office, but we want KPFT receiving, because we are producing that, at least the credit for that. Because if not, the few stations that produce that money are sending it to the national office, and all the units are being benefited that know the station that produces. This is, you can hear the discussion, well, if you do that, the national office will not. That is not true. I mean, we need, all the stations need to pay central service to cover the but we need to be credit with that. We talked with that, with Markeisha, and we are finding, we will solve it at least in the next week. We will have a balanced budget for KPFT. And I think that the experience was really, really, really important, because we know that we are in revenue. We are 1 month, I mean, we don't have the numbers from September. Our fiscal year, 2016, finished September 30, 2016. That happened, but we don't have yet the numbers because, you know. But we have till August, till the end of August. At the end of August, our revenue is almost $176,000 under. Obviously, we need revenue. We cannot cut $176,000 because you can see the budget. And but the problem, like he said, at some point in time, and you too, sir, at some point in time, we need to make investments, because if not, how you develop the station, how you develop programs, how you attract people, we need to do that. I'm really happy that we have, for the first time in a lot of years, we have a really open conversation with the business manager that knows the numbers. And from there, we can see how can we help each other and where we stand. Because it's true, we can help to raise money, but we need to know how the money is being spent, how you allocate that money. It's the same that in your own house. If you receive $1,000, you cannot spend $1,200. You don't have it. Well, and then you decide
where
we do and where we not.
If I may, one of the reasons that the budget from KPFT has not been approved or agreed upon is that process. In the process of making a budget, you have to be realistic. And one of the sticklers I've had as a member of the Finance Committee for 3 years straight has been the General Manager's report indicates that we collected $1.58 million last year. That's only 84% of what we projected. I thought that we have more realistic projections. And 16% underage of where projection indicated that you projected far more than you, and we're having that problem today. So you've got to have a realistic objective, a benchmark for a budget number, which you just can't pull it out of the sky and say we're going to raise $500,000 more than you didn't do it last year and the previous year. So what we're doing today is, she's informing you, he's informing you that we have a very rich budget negotiations going on that is fair and open. But the reality is, until we raise more money, we can't budget more money. So the reality is, we've got these number of dollars, and you got to cut somewhere because you can't spend what you don't have.
I just want to make one closing comment, too. Believe me, someone mentioned about going and getting large donations or any kind of donations, and certainly there are people here on this board like Hank, and Bill's done a few things, Ted's done some things. There are just people that have the talents to go out and raise some money. We appreciate everything they can do. Apparently they don't know anyone with that kind of money. Maybe someday someone will. At the same time, no matter how much money you raise, if you don't control the spending, it won't do you any good because it's just going to go through the holes in the pockets. Mm-hmm. So there's also people here whose gift is not so much to raise money, but it's to make sure we don't waste it. So we have to have both of those things working. Because, you know, if you don't raise any money, we're going to fail. If we don't control our spending, we're going to fail. We have to have both. And it's important that we not lose sight of both aspects. Without proper administrative controls, we're going to die. Okay.
So,
yes.
Can I ask a yes or no question?
Go ahead.
When you have your finance meetings, how often do you have them? Once a month? Ooh.
Try for monthly.
Yeah. Monthly, okay. Yeah. Is the business manager of KPFT not obligated to sit in every meeting?
No.
Not obligated.
No. Oh, wow.
Well,
we appreciate the fact
that you
host us to come to the last meeting.
May I answer that? The reality that in most stations, that and in any corporation, for profit or non-profit, that is a must. You need to talk to your business manager. The only problem, we were asking this during years, and the answer was the business manager doesn't want to come because people work certain hours and they need to have
agents.
We present the invitation directly to the business manager, and she said yes, and she agreed, and she came, and she told us no problem at all. We have the next meeting with her with some other numbers. The thing is the lack of communication. It's like you said, you have the station and you have the board, and it's everybody a bunch of rumors here that doesn't allow the direct communication. When we communicate directly, we see how
Mr. problems Chair, are being solved. Way over time.
Okay. Yeah. Reclaim the time. We are now at
MSRC.
Is it yes or no?
Kind of, and I think everybody will appreciate
it. Get it out. Go ahead.
Well, I know that Duane has changed our goal. What good that does, I don't know, but I think the goal was $300,000, and now they've dropped it to $250,000. So in y'all talking about this budget, are we already $50,000 short? Because we're not even attempting
that. We reconciled that on yesterday. We reconciled it, didn't we?
We have a budget that may be.
It's always padded. The goal is always padded.
Well, and if I could be afforded one more thing, I'll say this. They are not going... We don't have enough time to come up with other types of revenue sources, and that means the only place where we can take money from is the KPFT staff. I've got an idea. I did some math, and I can come up with cutting about $80,000 real fast.
Well, we'll invite you to our next finance.
Well, that's just it, though. Everybody should be thinking of ways that things can be restructured.
Oh, yeah.
What I really see is KPFT has got to be reorganized and not waste money, Joseph.
Can I get an amen?
Okay, one last thing I wanted to say. Since the question was the business manager being present in meetings, I'd like to say I've been on the budget committee for 2 years, and we have been continuously asking for the presence, and we just now, this was our first opportunity that actually was able to see the business manager.
First time
in 6 years. And in fact, the previous year's finance committee somehow passed a budget without ever looking at anything other than just a front sheet with no details. So there are some times that we've passed budgets that have been absolutely uninvestigated.
Why? Why did you pass them?
Well, I voted no, but there was enough people on the vote. Yes,
that's how in Pacifica.
So we need people on the board who are going to dig.
Okay.
And are going to ask the hard questions.
I've got to come out of budget and finance. I've got to go into MSRC, Management Selection Review Committee. You have anything you'd like to say as far as I know that there. I as chair on
I thought we weren't going to have this report. I thought we were going to go to ARDC.
She's here now.
I can give a report really fast.
Okay.
I'm certainly a member of the committee to be to ask. So 2016 Management Selection Review Committee has finished the general manager's evaluation, and we've given it to him, and hopefully we will meet as a board soon.
And we're back and forth on that.
That's pretty much all I have to.
That's in his control, to addendum to your report. At the conclusion of the submission and approval of the 2016 general manager's evaluation, the general manager requested that the board meet with him to discuss such evaluation. I have on three occasions set dates, asked the general manager for additional dates. Now, he indicated at the time he had already set the fund drive, but he asked for us to meet with him, knowing he had set the fund drive. And now he told us the last couple of weeks that he just can't meet on Tuesdays because he's going to school. He can't meet during the fund drive because that's his greatest focus. But I believe that this board nor this MSRC is going to hold this window open forever. The general manager has been told, it's indicated to him that he's had every opportunity to respond in writing. He still have an opportunity to respond in writing in any form or fashion with respect to any of the issues that he would like to partake on his evaluation. But so that you would know, the process is such that once it was approved, it was sent to the appropriate supervisor of the organization, which is the ID, the IED. And subsequently, what we'd like to do is meet with him and find out what remedies and what resources he can use to try to address some of the issues that he has, as well as some of the MSRC members have with respect to that. Any questions on that? We don't have a date with him. I'm going to set a final date, and then I'm moving forward on further business because we have to do a special delegates meeting, as you guys know, for a couple of amendments that's come up the pipe for us. We've got to get prepared for a transition for new board members in December and the election of officers, so we just can't wait for one item. We've got to kind of move this thing forward in addition to fundraising that I think Bill and I have committed. I committed Bill because he's talking about fundraising. I committed.
Bill, well, I volunteered,
this,
yeah.
We're going to raise $5,000 from this board. Now that's the offset, the $2,800 we spend anyway, so it'll be $2,200 to the good for the budget. But that's one of our baseline commitments Bill and I made in the Finance Committee last night.
Well, I was. Can I? I mean, I don't want to take all this time because I want to get the strategic planning discussion, which really is about increasing listenership and revenue and stuff. But I objected in the meeting last night, the budget meeting, about allocating what was it, $11,000 for board expenses next year, because I thought we could, it was way too much considering what we're paying everybody else.
But then we wanted,
but we should,
number.
But we should at least raise that amount of money. The board should raise that much money ourselves.
But it sounds like the board was spending. That's not true. That $11,000 reflects the cost of elections. The election supervisor costs us thousands of dollars each year we do it. This board today, fiscal year 15, which is what we just 16, which we just concluded, this board only spent $1,200 of its $2,400 allocation. If you add the $500 for that magnificent program that they are DC put on, and the cost of the $500 for that building, we've spent a total of about $1,800, which means we're about 22% under budget. All right.
Let's go on if we can.
Request for information. It was my understanding that we were going to meet 2 weeks from tonight with Wayne Bradley in executive session.
Where's your mother?
What is this? Could you please explain whether or not that is going to happen?
Well, as I stated, this would be the fourth meeting that I've set and to accommodate the general manager. So, what's wrong?
Oh, we were just talking about Nancy's
almost disappeared.
Disappearing.
She's right there by the door.
She's been
going
a while. I just realized.
She's been going a while. We all got off the eyes for Nancy. But yes, the final date will be the 26th, which is our last Wednesday of this month. We believe the general manager would have had a week past the fund drive to get himself acclimated and ready, and we'll come in and we'll do what we need to do, and then dispense of that issue, that matter. It will be published and posted properly. Yes, sir.
So just to follow up on that, so he has actually agreed to be here that day?
No. He hasn't agreed to be here any day. I've had on-off conversations with him on the email trail, and some of you have read such, this general manager hasn't submitted a date. So I've been submitting dates.
He has not submitted a date.
He has not submitted a date. And I said to you, he requested, I tried to get with him that night when he requested this meeting. So I'm not going to put any words in his mouth or any, I'm just saying I've done over and above what I've attempted to do, but we ourselves will make ourselves available, and I believe a week after the fund drive. Yes, ma'am, Lord, another day.